Hello, this is Andy Cate, Senior Economist at Haver Analytics. And this is the latest of our weekly podcasts in which we look backwards at the global economic environment and look forward to the key macroeconomic data and events that are likely to affect markets in the week ahead. So starting with the current economic environment, central banks and specifically the Fed, the ECB and the Bank of England have clearly dominated the financial headlines in recent days, but seem to have generated few big surprises. In fact, judging by the financial market reaction, investors seem to now be even more convinced that tightening cycles are close to concluding, notwithstanding the scale of policy rate hikes that were enacted this week. In our Charts of the Week publication, we illustrate how most panelists in the survey of blue chip financial forecasters remain of the view that an easing cycle will commence in most major economies over the latter half of this year. And that's notwithstanding the efforts of, you know, for example, the Fed to convince markets that this may be too soon. On the data front, in the meantime, a trend toward weaker activity and ebbing inflation has remained in vogue, although growth indicators appear to now be surprising expectations on the upside more frequently, and particularly those that pertain to the labour market, and I would say the US labour market in particular. So this, namely labour market issues, could clearly now be an even more critical focus for the policy and broader financial market outlook from here. Bearing that in mind, together with the fact that I record this on a Friday morning UK time, a, if not the key focus for the week ahead, will be the January employment report from the US, which will be released in a few hours' time. The balance between employment growth, unemployment, and average earnings growth will be key for the market's assessment. In addition to this, final PMIs for January from around the world will be closely monitored over the coming days. Europe sees some factory orders data from Germany for December on Monday, and China sees some January CPI and PPI data on Thursday, with the latter, though, possibly distorted by the Lunar New Year holidays. In addition to this, the Reserve Bank of Australia meets on Tuesday and expected to deliver a 25 basis points increase in the cash rate. Finally, on the news front, just note that we published our latest newsletter earlier this week with lots of detail about our new energy database and other new data releases. Please be aware, too, that a new client area of our haver.com website is targeted for release next Monday. We'll be moving to user-specific credentials on this, which will be the same as those for your Haver View account if you have one. Otherwise, if you have old company-wide credentials, you can enter them and you'll be prompted to create a new username and password. Please obviously get in touch with your account representative if you have any problems. That's all from me today. Have a great week.